And Prince Rupert is no longer in the middle of an international trade tug of war. The Alaskan government was going to upgrade its ferry terminal in Prince Rupert's harbor, but it was going to do it using only American steel under the Buy American policy. That's when the Canadian government intervened, calling on an obscure law to block that policy. Now the Alaskan government has canceled the upgrade, which means Doug McArath has lost the opportunity to bid on the project. He is the owner of Prince Rupert's Broadwater Industries and joins me live from the Prince Rupert studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
What was your reaction to the final word yesterday that Alaska Ferries would just step away from the upgrade?
Well, I was disappointed to hear that it was canceled. Hoped that, the governments could have come to a resolution on this before it got to this stage.
Let's put this into context. You had a bid in for this project. How much money could you have made from this?
That's hard to say because it's the bids weren't in, and it's a bidding process, so low bid gets the job usually, and then you have to do the job and see if you make any money.
Did you have any sense about how many people you might have employed had you received this bid?
Well, I think it could have been up to about 20 people would have been involved in the project.
We were all watching this in Prince Rupert. Mouth is a bit agape, the tourism industry, yourself with this bid. How did you feel about the back and forth between the Canadian and Alaskan governments over this Buy American policy? What were you thinking from the sidelines?
Well, I didn't agree with what the Alaskans were requesting. I mean, this is Canada's. But on the other hand, I can see where they're coming from. Their money was infrastructure money that was meant to stimulate their economy, but it shouldn't have been applied to anything in Canada.
How much of a difference do you think it would have made truly to this project if it were steel under the Buy American policy? Would it have affected your job?
No, we would have had to use the American suppliers for the material, and it still would have been Canadian construction on site.
So given that, why do you think this became such a hot potato?
I think probably if this had gone ahead, it would have set a precedent, I would imagine. I don't know. I'm not the government.
Well, let's put this back to Prince Rupert here. What do you think our community has lost by the cancellation of this deal?
Well, hopefully it's only, I'm hoping that it's only postponed until the governments can come to a resolution on this, down the road in the next few years, and it's not going to be that many. Something is going to have to be done with that terminal. It's getting fairly old. I think it's still in pretty good shape for the next couple of years or so, but I'm hoping that the governments can sit down and come to a resolution on this. It is a very small, between Canada and the United States, this is a very small deal, I would think.
How concerned are you that Alaska might just decide to not upgrade this terminal and leave Prince Rupert altogether?
I hope that that's not something that they would entertain. I feel that Prince Rupert is an asset to the Alaska Marine Highway. This circle route that the tourists do every year is got to be a moneymaker for them too, and to us.
If this bid should be offered by the Alaskan government again, will you pursue it?
No, absolutely.
Well, Doug, I appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us today, and we'll see what happens next, I suppose.
Okay, thank you.
Doug McArath is owner of Broadwater Industries, joining us live in our Prince Rupert studio. We turn it to you. How would you describe the Canadian government's handling of the Alaska ferry terminal dispute? Further to that, how about Alaska in the dispute? Who is the biggest loser in all of this? You